Early last month, it was revealed that the crime novel, The Cuckoo's Calling, was not written by Robert Galbraith, the name printed on the cover, but by J.K. Rowling, the mastermind of the Harry Potter series. While it was thought to be a publicity stunt to sell more books, it turns out that Rowling was considerably miffed. Just yesterday, it was reported that the best-selling English author accepted an apology and a substantial charitable donation from the law firm responsible for outing her. So now that we know who the mega-famous author is, just what is The Cuckoo's Calling all about? Current State book contributor Scott Southard offers this review.
Publishers, libraries, and bookstores like to pigeonhole writers into neat little boxes. Write one fantasy novel, and you wear that mantle for the rest of your career. Same goes for romance and science fiction and on and on. Some writers happily wear their personal albatross. Others fight it. J.K. Rowling is an author who fights it. Upon finishing her work on the Harry Potter series, the most successful literary creation of our lifetime, Rowling could have easily disappeared, hidden herself away like a Salinger. Instead, she came back with her first novel, The Casual Vacancy, which clearly and aggressively states, "I am not a young adult author." I pity the parent who picked up that book for their young reader, imagining another tale of Hogwarts. There are some rude awakenings there and some explaining to do. For her next novel, Rowling has shown herself to be even more rascally. For almost 5 months, she has been wearing a disguise, pretending to be a man named Robert Galbraith, a mystery detective writer inspired by his time in the British military police. And this Robert has created his first mystery novel, an impressive work entitled The Cuckoo's Calling. I've never understood the whole pseudonym road that so many writers go down. Many times it's done by an unknown writer protecting something I am uncertain of, giving their book really a second mountain to deal with in its possible rise to success. In today's congested book world, writers shouldn't give their book an additional obstacle. I also especially laugh when I see an author who happily explains in their Amazon description or on Twitter that they are using a pseudonym and what their real name is. So what? If the mystery can be broken so easily, why create it? Is this a tax loophole I was not aware of? The literary equivalent of the Cayman Islands and Swiss bank accounts? Robert Galbraith was created because Rowling wanted to see what people think of her writing without the burden of that boy wizard. Fair enough, I'll give her that one. But now the wizard has left Diagon Alley, and we are all in on the secret. So what is the book about? Lulu Landry is a supermodel who one winter evening apparently jumped from her apartment suite to her death. It was deemed a suicide by the cops and the papers. Months later, her brother, John Bristol, brings the case to Detective Cormoran Strike, convinced that her sister was actually murdered. Strike takes the case, not because he believes the brother, but that he needs the money. Who is Cormoran Strike? Every great literary detective has their own unique trademark. Miss Marple is old, Poirot is Belgian, Sherlock is... well, Sherlock, for example. But J.K. couldn't be happy with just one trademark for Cormoran Strike. No, she heaps things on to his description. Simply being the boy who lived is not enough. Strike is running a failing detective business. He is out of shape. He is missing a leg thanks to his time in Afghanistan. He is newly single. And did I mention he is the son of a famous rock star? If we as readers have a hard time putting our finger on what makes Strike strike, I can't imagine what the character must feel. So often today's mysteries can be confused with action adventures, as heroes run from one location to another while bodies pile up. That is not how Strike works, and that is where I dig this character. See, what makes his book and Rowling's mystery writing stand out is that it's all about the dialogue. She is a master at this. Strike's talent is in listening and asking the right questions. He knows how to manipulate a conversation, not tricking the suspect, just getting exactly what he needs hidden in a paragraph. These interviews with the questionable individuals from Lulu's past, druggy hipsters, fashion designers, other models, lawyers, etc., are what makes this mystery shine. These conversations are meant to be read slowly, carefully, to be studied. Sadly, I am betting that it is these great moments that will be edited out when the inevitable movie is adapted. I'm sorry for Rowling that her secret is out. I'm sure she's disappointed as she was hoping to release another book next summer under the same pseudonym. But I would never have known about this well-written mystery if it wasn't for this publishing oops moment. Sometimes it is a good thing when the owl escapes from the bag. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
And Scott's the author of two new novels, A Jane Austen Daydream and Maximilian Stanforth in the Case of the Dangerous Dare. His writing on a variety of topics can also be found online at sdsouthard.com. His blog is called The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard.